For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Thanks for listening to the Hit That Line podcast network. You can now download our new app in the iTunes or Google Play Store. Listen anytime and anywhere on your favorite mobile device. Just search Hit That Line now. Subscribe to the Hit That Line podcast network.
This podcast is powered by the pros at Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Arkansas owned, Arkansas operated. GoPascal.com.
You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast. Bud Light, proud sponsor of Arkansas Athletics.
I'm always high on the hogs, guys. I'm high. Well, I'm not high right now, but my day is young.
My odometer's way up there. I'm that 2018 that's already got 130,000 miles on it.
The Razorbacks rush across the field to get that boot.
Tommy, Chuck, and Ty, you guys are the gold standards of sports talk radio.
He bleeds to Arkansas.
Ty's got good hair.
Richard, all-star basketball. And I know Cal does it differently, right? Like we don't see as much stuff on social media. Occasionally see a report here and there. But sure sounds like Boogie Flan and Billy Richmond, two guys that were committed to Cal, Kentucky, now are going to be making a visit to Fayetteville sometime today or tonight.
Yeah. Both of them are expected in. And when you have a name like Bogey, you know he's pretty good. So obviously a McDonald's All-American, just recently played in the Jordan Brand Classic, number 2 point guard in the country according to ESPN, number 15 overall prospect. And then Billy is a guy that good size as far as from a physical standpoint, 6'6", about 200, small forward who obviously was highly recruited, a consensus four-star, and just two guys that could have went just about anywhere in the country and wanted to go to Kentucky, excuse me, that's a tongue twister, and play for Cal. And now looking at Arkansas and their teammate was going to be their teammate at Kentucky, Carter Knox has committed. So I'm sure Carter's in their ear trying to get them on board. So standing at two commitments, and I think it looks good to add two more fairly soon.
Well, you just taught me something already. It's Bogey, not Boogie. I just, based on the spelling, assumed it was Boogie, so I've already learned something there.
You know what? I said that, too. I said that, too, but, yeah.
Well, sometimes you just never. That's why you always ask. When I meet guys or gals, I always just ask to make sure, because you know what they say about assuming. But you mentioned Carter Knox's name there. He's the first commit. I know Big Z, in terms of high school, Big Z was the first Arkansas guy to actually commit to this program and sign. That's been double checked. But what is, you talk with guys all the time, both in state and out of state. I mean, how big of a deal is it for just to play with other studs? I mean, Carter Knox is a stud. What does that do in today's age of college sports when you see at least one guy decide, hey, this is where I want to go to school? How much attention, how much more is that potentially add where another young man or two is making the decision?
Yeah, huge. I mean, obviously you want to play with other guys that are of your caliber, and also it opens up your game too. I mean, you have five outstanding players on the court. It's kind of hard to double up, you know? So it's something that you look for in schools. Most of the high, you know, caliber elite guys, and you don't want to go somewhere and struggle. You want to win and possibly win a national championship, and that's what Carter told me the other day when he committed. He wants to win a national championship, and I'm sure that's what everybody else wanted to do that committed and signed with Kentucky in the six man class. But I imagine the guys coming in today feel the same way.
The Chicken Man's coming to town. I know he also talked about that too, and he spoke to not only his relationship with Calipari but also Kenny Payne. I mean, I don't think we should overlook that, Richard. Do you?
No, I mean, he called both of them. He told me both of them were, they're his uncles. So he obviously feels very strongly about both of those guys. And Kenny Payne, I mean, obviously been with Coach Cal before at Kentucky and was, and when Kentucky obviously was highly successful. So, for those two guys to reunite in Fayetteville, I think it's huge for obviously the program, but also recruiting wise, because evidently he really makes a connection with guys.
It is cool to see some former Razorbacks that you've covered, like Bobby Portis and Patrick Beverly, Daniel Gafford. I know that AB, Ricky, Jordan are not playing, but I mean Bobby's the centerpiece of the team right now with Giannis out last night. Have you been keeping up with much of what's going on in the NBA playoffs, RD?
No, I'll be honest with you. I haven't been able to. All I know is that, Bobby's up for the six-man award. I'm really happy for him there. I mean, here's a guy that in high school that you knew that he was going to make it just because of his work ethic. He was always working on his game, and some guys would like to take a little time off here or there. Bobby did not do that, even when he had an opportunity to take it a little easy. He was always working on his game with a trainer or somebody, and I'm just really happy for him. And obviously, when you work hard, you have talent and you're driven. All those things really add up to success, and that's Bobby.
Well, Richard has talent, and he works hard, and he's with us here on the McLarty Dana Hotline. Richard, since we've talked a lot of basketball, let's talk some football with you. Arkansas has got two commits. Tell us about Lance Worth, the linebacker commit, and also Rodney Hill, the running back commit from Florida State.
Yeah, Worth is 6'4", 220, passes the eye test. Arkansas wants to try to add length to the defensive side of the ball, and he definitely does that. And he visited Friday and Saturday and pulled the trigger on Saturday. So another experienced guy at the linebacker position. They're bringing in another one or two guys today for official visits, but again, length and athleticism is what stands out about him. And then Rodney Bell, 5'10", about 190 pounds, was highly recruited out of high school. Had a very, very impressive offer list when he committed to Florida State. And, a jitterbug-type guy, does have some power, too, but definitely an open-field type runner.
And then also guys that are interested who you've talked about, Jaden Alderman and Anthony Switzer, guys that might be – and actually, I think you said are visiting soon.
Yeah, they're visiting today. Should get in around noonish. They'll leave on Thursday. But Jalen, what was really impressive here, and I'm sure Arkansas probably had a heads up on him entering the portal, but he entered the portal yesterday. Arkansas was instantly able to get a visit from him. So 6'1", 230 pounds, another experienced guy who had a strong season for Louisville this past season. And then with Switcher, he's an Arkansas native, played at Marion, 6', about 215, played three seasons at Arkansas State, and had like 91 tackles, I think, this past season. He had around 85. At Utah State, and he just recently also entered the portal yesterday, and they were able to lock him in for an official visit. So be kind of interested to see what happens with both of them. I tend to think with them locking in an official visit so quickly, Arkansas may be in pretty good shape with both of them.
Richard, as we close you down here, I found this interesting that Arkansas basketball, as we flip back to basketball on you, they offered the number one player in the class of 2025, AJ Dabancia, I think is how you say his name, stud. Hey, it's so odd for me to like see that. And I know that Musk got in some guys. I don't want to diminish what he did there because he got some McDonald's All-Americans, AB, Nick, Jordan last year, some other guys that stand out. But do Arkansas fans have to reframe how they think of their basketball program or really just kind of go back 30 years to what Nolan was cooking here back in the day?
Yeah, well, I mean, as far as just talent, just period, no other coach in the country has ever – I don't want to say ever, but in the last, 15, 20 years has recruited like Cal. There's no one. I wrote about that, when he first was mentioned and got the job. I mean, it's incredible. All of his recruiting classes at Kentucky, all of them, but two were either number one or number two in the country. During his time at Kentucky. I mean, that's just plain incredible. And I think, 50-plus guys taken in the NBA draft. I mean, the amount of talent that he's assembled during his coaching career, not only at Kentucky, but UMass and Memphis, was just mind-boggling. And I think that's what you're going to see at Arkansas, too. I mean, Arkansas obviously is not the blue blood that Kentucky is, but Arkansas is still one of the top programs in the country. So, and that's one. One thing that I think the guys will see, that maybe don't have high expectations of Arkansas. Carter Knox was blown away by the practice facility. I don't know if Kentucky has anything like Arkansas's practice facility, and he was astonished by that. So I think you got everything possible that you need to recruit at a high level, and then with Cal's background and what he's done in the past, I feel like he's obviously going to do the same at Arkansas.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwood1.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Arlington Resort Hotel and Spa in downtown Hot Springs, Arkansas is the perfect destination for your next getaway. Join them for a romantic Valentine's Day getaway with a special dinner or romance package. Or if you're coming to town for live racing, they've got room for you every weekend, including Martin Luther King Day weekend and President's Day weekend. Experience all the luxury and hospitality of a Grand Southern Hotel. The accommodations are sure to please everyone. Visit ArlingtonHotel.com for more details. That's ArlingtonHotel.com.
Call or text the McLarty Daniel Hotline at 877-377-6963. McLarty Daniel, a vehicle for every lifestyle.
When you're looking for a new car, you want to shop for a vehicle you love with an organization you trust. You've probably heard that McLarty Daniel means making deals, but what I'm inspired by the most is that McLarty Daniel means making a difference in our community. When you buy a vehicle with McLarty Daniel, you reinvest right here in the community, in our schools, in our little leagues, in our food banks, and our people. So you're not just making a purchase, you're making a difference too. Come see us at any of our six locations in Northwest Arkansas.
BetOnline is the number one source for all your sports betting this season and every season. You'll find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends all at BetOnline. BetOnline features live betting, free contests, and live scores for almost any sport or game imaginable. The fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite leagues and events. Go to BetOnline.ag to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure you use the promo code BELIEVE to receive your rewards. Bet online, where the game starts.
You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast. Bud Light, proud sponsor of Arkansas Athletics.
Jimmy Conway has been patiently waiting. He's got a question for Clay and myself about NIL. Jimmy, what's up, man?
Hey, guys. This NIL transfer portal, why don't we just call it what it really is? It's free agency. I want Clay's opinion on that, and let me ask you this. Baseball has always been limited on scholarships that they could have. What's, in today's age, what's to keep them from saying, you're going to play baseball here, we're not going to put you on scholarship, you're going to get this much money in NIL, and the kid go ahead and come anyway. So why should scholarships even matter in baseball anymore? Just questions there. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, first of all, that's correct on the free agent thing, and it's a money grab. And then let's switch to baseball. And there's probably a misconception that all those guys have big NIL deals. There's a few NIL deals in baseball, and there's 11.7 scholarships that are split up about 20 ways. Mm-hmm. But there's 35 guys on the road, maybe 37. They can redshirt a couple. And a lot of those guys are just true walk-ons. They're not, you know, not every player has in baseball has an NIL deal unless that's changed in the last 6 months. But I know last year that was the case. There were some guys, and it's a hodgepodge of how they do it. You know, some of them, if you came from a poor background, you can probably get a Pell Grant. Well, that's not many of these guys, you know, in baseball. But then there's academic scholarships. For instance, James McCann, here he is. He's going to be a big leaguer. Everybody knows he's going to be drafted, you know, in one of the first two rounds, and he was. But he was never on baseball scholarship. He was on but he probably made money in college because he was on a Chancellor scholarship. You know, that guy, I think he made 1B his whole life. I think he told me it was in finite math. And 1B. Did you ever have finite math?
Funny enough, I got a B in that class. That was
hard class, right?
Man, that was that.
It doesn't make any sense. It's not like regular math. It's kind of like an engineering type deal. It's like
horrible.
You got to know they give you the answer and you got to figure out the question. I mean, I'm making that up, but it's like that, right?
No, that takes me back to the hell that was finite math freshman year. That's exactly.
Yeah, and they might have a Russian grad assistant teaching it that you can't talk to.
Yeah.
You can talk to them. They can't understand you. You can't understand them. They're doing research stuff, working on their trying to get a master's, and they don't really care.
Nope.
What you're doing in finite math. And you got to have, it's on a lot of degree lists mm-hmm. that you have to have the finite math. I mean, that didn't exist back in my day.
Yeah.
So
it was not fun. Be glad that you avoided it. But on the
he made a B. That's his only B.
Yeah. So real quick, and since we're on the subject of baseball, we might as well talk about what happened in North Little Rock yesterday.
Yeah.
I do agree that NIL has become free agency, and he mentioned the 11.7, which is still what it is. Clay, but before we again jump more into baseball, what did you think about the D1 council ratifying unlimited transfers that came down officially this week?
Yeah, I mean, you kind of knew that was coming. Everything is what they say, less is more. I mean, that's there's no restrictions. If there is a restriction, they're going to eliminate them, and they're just going to keep watering it down until there aren't any rules. It's just whatever, I think at some point the top two or three conferences, and that's all there'll be, is the top two or three. You'll have the SEC. I think the ACC is going to melt away eventually.
I agree.
I think you'll have the Big 12, the SEC, and the Big 10. They'll get together and they'll decide some rules, and they'll have some kind of restrictions, and there'll be employees, and they'll have they'll have a union, and they'll be okay with the National Labor Board, and they're gonna withhold taxes and all that kind of stuff, and they'll probably set salary cap just like the NFL. I mean, that's what it's gonna have to be. Otherwise, we're going to get tired of it. When I'm talking about we, fans, we're going to say, no, we don't really care to watch this stuff. I mean, it's like and I'll be honest, when I went to watch the two scrimmages, if I didn't have a roster, I had no chance.
It's hard. I mean,
yeah. Of the quarterbacks, I knew that Jacoby Criswell, who's actually gone now, was number six. But I didn't know the numbers of any of the quarterbacks.
Yeah, I mean, you think about Talon Green. Malachi really hasn't gotten a lot of run here.
I didn't remember his number. Yeah.
And then KJ Jackson, the unfreshman.
And then Austin Ledbetter. Mm-hmm. I mean, I had to I knew Austin was on the team, but I didn't know what his number was. So I had to figure out all of that. And then I had to learn the two offensive tackles, because that's what I was there to. And I'm still not sure which one is which, because one's 54 and one's 55, and they're exact same size. They both play tackle, and I can't tell you, Fernando Carmona and Keyshawn Blackstock. I mean, one's 54 and one's 55, and I'm not sure which one's which. I know they're both good, and I know Patrick Kudus is 75, and he's at left guard, and I can go through some other numbers, but it's like, man, every time somebody seemed like, I remember Jalen Braxton is 11.
Yeah.
Brad Spence is 22. But, gosh, I mean, in the past, when I watched a scrimmage and I had a roster, I knew at least half of them. Maybe two-thirds to three-fourths. And then there's been some years where I knew them all, because there weren't any freshmen out there. The midterm freshmen hadn't, so it was all players back from the previous year. No transfers. You might have a junior college player here or there, one or two. But you're watching the same guys that, say, you watched at bowl practice, and I knew every single player.
Mm-hmm.
This time I only knew, like I say, I only knew five or six numbers on the whole team.
Yeah. I think a lot of Arkansas fans will feel that exact same way. Well, you started to get to know some of these baseball guys, including Vahevo Loy, who once again had an outstanding game, nearly hitting 300.
1-1 on Aloy. Here's the pitch. A half swing, a flare in right field. Here comes Williams. It drops in. Base hit, scores Lovich, scores Helfrich, and it's 7-1. That is the epitome of an, excuse me, base hit by Vahevo Loy. Everything's falling in for him.
Love that from Phil. Now, this is a guy that struggled initially. Again, played.
He swayed at everything.
Yeah. Hawaii, Sacramento State, adjusting to some of the play that, or not just the weather, but also the
atmosphere, just everything.
Yeah, the caliber of play went up. And here was him last night in North Little Rock at Dickey Stevens, just kind of how he's gotten better.
We're progressively getting better as a team,
We had a lot of hits, but it's just at the wrong time. We just got to keep on going and just hit balls hard.
Not just him personally, but the team overall. And they struggled to finish off South Carolina at times in this past week and still won 2 of 3. Like, you still take a lot of pride in that. It's an SEC road series. It gets the top 25. But Clay, here was a guy that, again, was hitting the low 200s. His batting average is now 294. And, I mean, it's 1-1 yesterday in the bottom of the fifth. Then he kind of breaks it open. And people are wondering.
He crushed it.
Yeah. People are wondering, why is this guy in the lineup? Well, you're seeing why Dave Van Horn trusted him to be your starting shortstop this year.
Yeah, he's an elite talent. I mean, he's got a short swing. It's flat. I mean, he's going to hit the ball. And you heard what he said there, the go, just hit it hard. Yeah, everybody thinks they're up there swinging for home runs. No, hit it hard. Except what happens. You know, they've had some situations this year where they had runners on base and they've hit a line drive. Now, they've struck out some too, but their strikeouts, you know, aren't very high this year. The other team's strikeouts are high, but they've put it in play, but it's just gone right at somebody or, you know, just hadn't fallen. And now you're starting to see gradually some of these, you know, some of these flares or whatever that, you know, they're falling in. Yeah. Hudson White, I mean, he's hit some rockets right at the third baseman, 4 or 5 in key situations. Well, you know, he had one, you know, that he's starting to have a couple that, you know, slip by the third baseman. And it just, you know, I think that this offense will be fine. They're doing some things, and remember I said offense. I didn't say they're hitters, because offense is drawing walks, moving runners, sacrifice flies, bunts. You know, none of those figure into your batting average. Actually, sacrifice flies, and if you're just moving a runner to third, it's actually just an out. It doesn't count as a sacrifice. If you score them, that counts as nothing on your batting average. A sack bunt doesn't count on anything. It counts as nothing, just not in a bat. But those are big plays. And more you see Dave late in games, he's using those kind of plays to manufacture runs. And it's actually, to me, fun to watch. And then you got a pitching staff that doesn't give up more than 5 runs. I mean, they just don't.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like you just go down the list on, you know, 40, what is it, 41 games now? And they haven't ever given up double digits. Well, that's unheard of in college baseball, especially with midweek games. Well, the depth of their pitching, their midweek guys are really good.
10-0. That's what they are in midweek games.
Yeah.
10-0 on the season, 25 straight in Bob Walker Stadium as they welcome in the Florida Gators this weekend, trying to continue on that streak. Now, personally, I want to see him play Tennessee in Hoover, Clay. It's the unstoppable force of those Tennessee bats versus the immovable object that is Arkansas's pitching staff. One team is just hitting out of this world. Another team is pitching out of this world. You look at the batting statistics versus the pitching statistics. Tennessee's got all the batting ones up top in the SEC. Arkansas's got it, the pitching. You're not seeing them in the regular season. Not that you're not excited about going to Lexington, see what you're made of down there, what you're made of in College Station, which could potentially side the SEC West. But if there's one game or one potential matchup I'm hoping happens, it's Arkansas-Tennessee coming up in Hoover.
Yeah, that'd be a good one. And you know, I always like pitching over hitting. I mean, good pitching usually comes out on top. I mean, you see in postseason play, you know, at the major league level, that's usually how it works out. You know, you've got a Justin Verlander. Same thing, you got a Hagen Smith. And, you know, if you play – you know, if you play Tennessee with all your guys, you know, you're rested, and you know, I like their, you know, Arkansas's chances with Hagen Smith against that lineup. And I mean, Oregon State has been bashing.
You saw
what they did against Hagen Smith. I mean, 17 strikeouts out of 18, and you get in that situation, you know, Hagen's probably going to leave him out there for 8 innings. You know, as we get into postseason play, they're going to stretch him on out. But they're saving innings right now. I think every game I've seen him, Dave has pulled him 1 or 2 innings early.
100%.
Yeah, and it's like, man, I can remember with Blaine Knight, you know, he's like, Coach, I'm not on empty. He's like, you know, let me ease him, man. We need you in May and June.
And
this is not.
And Dave referred to that a couple times early, Clay. Like, he's like, yeah, he could stay out there another inning or two. He could stay out there another batter or two. So he knows. Like, you don't, not that the regular season's important, because you want a national seed. You want to play in Bob Walker Stadium in the regional and hopefully the Super. But
he's going to have that.
Yeah.
Looks like it. Yeah.
So this, I think that's probably the most important thing he said all show.
And he's getting some work for some of these young studs.
Yep.
I mean,
Gackles look really good.
Yeah, and Dossett and Fouch. I mean, it's like, man, one of them, I can't remember which one, he threw 101 the other night. And he's got an unhittable pitch.
I think it was Dossett, the Harbor kid. So it is cool.
Fouch is terrific. He's developed a pitch that he's going to be able to pitch for a long time. I mean, he's throwing 96, 97. And then you got the old steady Eddie, Will McIntyre. Every once in a while, you know, his cutter doesn't move and they hit it. But they keep putting him out there because they want to get him some work. And it seems like he's, you know, the more he pitches, the better he is. So they've got a lot of options. And then, you know, Ben Bobby last night, I like what he did. Parker Coyle, I mean, it just like, man, this is the depth of this staff. I've never seen anything like it, Ty.
It's pretty special.
Hey, sports fans, don't let plumbing issues throw you off your game. Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric is here to tackle those pesky drain blockages and ensure your water heater is always in MVP form. With Pascal's world-class service, you can count on a winning play every time. Whether it's a quick drain clear or a water heater touchdown, Pascal's got the expertise to keep your home running smoothly. Stay in the game and leave the plumbing to the pros. Schedule your service online anytime at gopascal.com. Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric.
You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast. Bud Light, proud sponsor of Arkansas Athletics.
Oh, John Calipari is going to serve as the president of the National Association of Basketball Coaches. They're, again, board of directors for the 24-25 season. Clay, it's got over 5,000 different basketball coaches from different levels. He's been on the board of directors since 2013, been the vice president since last season. Now he's been elevated to the president.
Yeah, highly respected by his peers, and that's what you get when you're elected that position. I mean, or that's the reason. And he, you know, he'll have an impact in the way the game's played, and my opinion of John Calipari has changed dramatically since I've gotten to know him. Would you say? There's probably a lot of people that are feeling that way.
Oh, I hated it with him in the Fire of a Thousand Suns prior to him arriving in Arkansas.
But as soon as he became, you know, he's like, he was a villain. Now he's our villain. And, you know, I think that other coaches respect him and knowing how he treats kids. And that was Nolan's take. It's like, you know, he cares about the kids, mm-hmm. and that's what's most important. You know, it's like, and he explained, you make decisions, and sometimes fans may not like the decision he makes, but he's making them, you know, with the best interest of the kids.
I think about Clay, and tell me if this is right or wrong. So Tony Vitello doesn't have the same cachet, doesn't have a national championships, not a Hall of Famer yet, but Arkansas fans aren't exactly in his camp right now, but I do think whenever it does happen, I think that you'll see something similar that we're seeing with Cal with this baseball program if Vitello is named the next head coach.
Yeah, and I'm not sure that's going to happen because, first of all, I think Tony's really – this is from everything I can tell from talking to him and from people in Tennessee. They're getting him what he wants there. Tennessee is a great place. I mean, it's not Arkansas, but we're Arkansans. So, but I think he's going to have what he needs to win at Tennessee. And then let's just talk about what he is as a person. So what we don't like is, you know, when he gets in Dave Van Horn's face or, you know, they do things, you know, to challenge an umpire and they're getting tossed. And but when he was at Arkansas and he coached third base, I mean, he just erupted sometimes, you know, on a ball strike call. And, you know, your assistant coaches can't protest in any form. I mean, they're ejected. But he was willing to put himself out there, and the players love that. You know, their coach is going to bat for him. And when he was our guy, we liked it. But when he's at Tennessee, we think he's a bad guy. Yeah. So it's the same thing in reverse. You know, he was our guy. We liked him. You know, I wrote about assistant coaches and mentioned Todd Butler in the column that's up at hitthatline.com. I can't spit it out. Sorry. My throat is just raw.
Same boat.
His allergies.
Man. Same boat.
It's. I had a chance to sit in his office sometimes an hour and a half, and we just talk baseball, and we'd go through, you know, the hitters and the outfielders. He was a really good coach with outfield positioning and teaching that position. You know, he's taught it all. He was a pitching coach at TCU, pitching coach at Missouri. Then he was a hitting coach at Arkansas. So all of that prepared him. And I don't think he's great at any of that. Now, he's not, you know, he's not a Wes Johnson or Matt Hobbs as far as pitching coach. He's not a, you know, a Todd Butler or Nate Thompson is a hitting coach. But he's done all that. So he's, you know, he's comfortable working with those guys. And, you know, a good head coach is going to hire him good assistants. And he's done that. He's got Frank Anderson was a head coach at Oklahoma State, and he's got Josh Helander, you know, that he knew from Arkansas doing his. But, I cannot pull against Tony. I just can't because I know him. And, you know, it's a different deal when you know these guys as people, and that's, you know, that's the relationships I have. And so I get what you say, but I also know Tony differently than you do. So it's not really fair for me to say you're wrong or I'm right.
Well, speaking of the Tennessee Volunteers, it sounds like Jonas Adu, former Tennessee Volunteer who entered the transfer portal, shifting gears to basketball, is going to be entering, has entered the transfer portal, is going to be making a visit to Arkansas along with Bogey Flan, who's going to be there today, which is interesting to see. And then also Billy Richmond, who's going to be there today, tonight. I think it's tonight when both those guys are getting here. Two former John Calipari Kentucky commits that Clay could wind up as Arkansas commits. And we'll see about Jonas Adu, too, who just ripped Arkansas up in Bud Walton last year.
Yeah, he ripped up a lot of people. I mean, he's a great player, and he's a veteran. Cagey veteran, you know, he's got the size and the length, and he fits all the, you know, looks like the intangibles. You know, he's you know, a leader on the floor, but I mean, he's gonna hit his NIL mark and gonna go do so. Sometimes it's just they want to do something different. You know, it's not, you know, I'm sure the Tennessee's got, you know, a nice little NIL chunk for him, but it's like I just want to do something different, play with some different guys. You know, be part of something, you know, from the, you know, building from the ground up. And I think all players that have played at Bud Walton know that's a fun place. So that's a plus. That's a great insurance policy for any head coach that ever comes to Arkansas. You got that in your hip pocket to tell people about. And it's, you know, we've had, you know, some of those marquee games on TV in the past year, and man, everybody's watching that. And you know, those top end ESPN guys start bragging on, you know, that arena and that atmosphere. It doesn't hurt you. I think that they got a real shot at these guys. You know, it's all kind of coming around what we thought. It's not going to all fall at the same time. Mm-hmm. They're going to recruit him one at a time. Everybody thought that he would just be the head coach, Coach Cal, and then the next day he would announce 13 signees. I mean, you can't to do it right, you need to spend all of your energy on one guy and bring him in and, you know, do your thing. You know, like Coach Cal is a great recruiter. If you're in a room with him, you understand what kind of a recruiter he is, because you feel like he's your best friend after about 20 minutes. And he just is able to do that.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, everybody. This is Chris George from Joshua's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Russellville. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Christmas gifts, weddings, heirloom family treasures. And at Joshua's Fine Jewelry, we only have one sale every year, and it's right now. Every single item in our store is value priced for Christmas. We do custom one-of-a-kind jewelry. If that's what you're looking for, come see us. You can get anything fixed for a Christmas gift, selection, quality, service, and Christmas red tag prices now through Christmas at Joshua's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Russellville.
Have you tried Benville Brewing's new Space Goose Hazy India Pale Ale? It's handcrafted in Arkansas. You'll taste the great tropical citrus, including the passion fruit, the guava, and pineapple. It's creamy, zingy, and zows the taste buds. It's weird, wonderful, and wacky all at the same time. Try the new Space Goose Hazy India Pale Ale from Benville Brewing.
Brandon, like, kind of opened you with a lot of basketball, a lot of baseball talk. I want to talk some football with you. You got a chance to go one-on-one with the head hog in the offseason, Sam Pittman. What did you learn about this football team in your conversation with Coach Pittman?
You know, he was telling me that he's pretty happy with the roster he has and the way they've built it. He feels like they're better than they were last year. And you know, it's going to be interesting to watch, of course, when they open the season with that. But I also took away from that conversation that, you know, this is before spring practice, but it was very clear then that Taylen Green was going to be the quarterback and he was going to be the starter. And how he tabbed Bobby Petrino as the OC, he said, hey, go find a quarterback. I don't care who. If it's someone, find someone you're comfortable with and you want. It wasn't, hey, let's have a quarterback competition. It was go find a quarterback and that'll be our starter. I think it was very clear that after last season with Dan Enos and that failed experiment that he needed to open things back up and get that offense to be exciting again. And I think that Sam in a lot of ways had to reflect on things that went wrong last year and things that maybe he did wrong and things he needed to correct it or even revert to some old ways that were working previously. And you know, he said that he went through that process and he feels that this team is stronger and he's a better coach because of it. And we'll see, you know, this upcoming fall, but Sam was very, very reflective with me. You know, you don't see that very often with head coaches at big programs.
And Brandon, I would assume you're not a fan of micromanager bosses. Like you want flexibility at your job at 24/7 sports. And it sure seemed like based on some Bobby Petrino comments in the offseason that he had a micromanager boss in Jimbo Fisher that wouldn't let him take off the shackles or run his stuff. How different is that now in Fayetteville with the new head coach and kind of what he's trying to let Bobby Petrino do
with the offense.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to say it, but it's almost like there's two head coaches in a lot of ways. You know, Petrino's kind of handling his own thing with the offense, and he's been given free reign of that. In fact, the day I went to visit Sam Pittman in his office, he was just meeting with Bobby Petrino in his office, and he says he was picking his brain about some practice ideas, just as far as logistics and things they should be running, even in the preseason. Very clear that the relationship there is, hey, Bobby, I brought you in to run this offense. That's what you're going to do. I'm not going to be trying to, you know, mix things up and overrule you a lot. Though on game days that might happen, but when it comes to preparing your offense and everything like that, he's not going to step in the way.
Talking with Brandon Marcello on the McCarty Dana Hotline, national college football reporter at 24/7 Sports. Brandon, you broke the Snacks Johnson news, and I was kind of sad. I like Snacks. I mean, he had that play in the Texas A&M game. He seemed to really buy into Arkansas, and yet he's in the portal now. Did not get the start in the spring game. Danico Slaughter started over him in that nickel slot. Would you cite that as the main reason that he's maybe decided to look elsewhere?
That's my understanding, that he kind of lost that job and was in a position where entering his, you know, last year of playing college football, that, you know, he wants to kind of be the guy. That wasn't necessarily going to be the case at Arkansas. I guess what, you know, my question would be is that, you know, even if you're not a starter at quarterback or somewhere in the secondary, you're going to still play quite a bit because of the rotation and everything. But, you know, learning more about him, I didn't know him very well, but as you said, he's a guy that fans really loved. And I know back in January, he had said that, hey, I'm not going anywhere. I think from that standpoint, it made it a little bit surprising. But even back then, I think he probably couldn't quite predict what was going to happen over the next few months. And then bringing in Slaughter from the transfer portal himself, and then obviously losing his starting job after doing so well last season. So he's on the move. And I'll say this. This is happening all across college football. I'm sure you guys are seeing it. Guys entering the portal left and right that you weren't expecting that are somewhat surprising. It's been happening every day since last Tuesday, and it'll continue to do so throughout this spring portal window. Because remember, there's still some teams out west that, having concluded spring practices, and once they do here, you know, they got another week or so to enter the portal, and there's going to be some players that enter the portal from those teams as well. That's the surprise.
Brandon, this is Clay Henry. I watched a couple of scrimmages, and I get fascinated with offensive line play. Kind of focus my attention on that, partly because, you know, that seems to be, you know, in the SEC, the teams that have good offensive line, their offense seem to click. Those that don't, they seem to struggle. And Arkansas was in that struggle category last year. I watched Blackstock and Carmona, the two tackles, 54 and 55. Are these guys SEC tackles?
I'll tell you what, Petrino's very happy with that offensive line. And I know Sam Pittman, even going into spring when I was talking to him, was talking a lot about how he thought they're going to be much better up front. The only issue, though, of course, is depth. You got to have some guys to rotate in, and plus injuries are going to happen. But, man, it certainly seemed like even back then before the spring that they were happy with those guys. And then what you saw kind of when these open practices, you mentioned Clay, and then even the spring game, which I got to watch just some of on TV, that offensive line looks quite a bit different this year, obviously with the new pieces, but also just the development that they've had there. And I think with Petrino, you bring him in, and listen, he had some really good offensive lines previously in Arkansas a decade or so ago, but he also had one or two that were just about average, but he found ways to kind of get the ball out of the quarterback's hand a little bit faster, do some things to kind of cover up, quote-unquote, any weaknesses. And I think that's what Arkansas was missing quite a bit last season. With Dan Enos, it was kind of just, it was what it was, slow-developing plays that weren't really conducive to a great offensive or a good offensive line looking better. I think Petrino is someone that's going to make things, those weak spots, look and cover them up a little bit. But having said that, that offensive line looks so much better this year, the pieces they brought in. And I think that's a group, Clay, that I think is going to surprise some people who or outside of Arkansas in the SEC that we're accustomed to seeing what happened last year. It's going to be a much improved unit.
Yeah, someone asked me about, you know, what's the difference between Petrino and Enos. I said, well, Petrino didn't ever try to put a, you know, a round peg into a square hole.
Yeah.
He just doesn't.
Exactly right. I mean, even Pittman, I was talking to him, and he's just like, we're getting rid of this five-step drop stuff and doing all this stuff. But he can't do that with the offensive line we had last year. And, it's kind of crazy that they weren't able to kind of tweak that throughout the season. But that's just Dan Enos' offense. Didn't really want to move away from it.
We're talking with Brandon Marcello this morning on the McCarty Daniel Hotline, college football reporter, 24/7 Sports. Brandon, you mentioned transfers, and I know they, again, ratified the NCAA Council, said unlimited transfers. You're good to go. But this cycle, you can't go interconference, right? Or am I wrong on that?
In the SEC, you cannot. After February 1st, you cannot move within the SEC.
Okay, I thought that was right. How does that maybe, like for Snacks, for example, there's other guys that have transferred. How does that maybe kind of change their opinions on when they need to transfer if they're still trying to wind up at an SEC school?
Yeah, I mean, you're exactly right. They got to figure that out right after the season. And that rule's been around a while, of course. And I think that, you know, it makes it so much more difficult for these guys to kind of find spots elsewhere, because when we talk about, frankly, landing somewhere of equal power, of equal stature, you're pretty much just talking about the Big Ten or maybe one of the upper tier ACC schools. And let's face it, those schools already have their starters for the most part. They're not looking for a starter, you know, in April or May at one of their big positions. And so a lot of these guys in the SEC end up leaving, and they don't end up landing somewhere of equal value. I think that, here's the thing. The advent of the portal, say what you want about it, good or bad or whatever, but, this gives the opportunity for these players to make bad decisions and learn from them. And that's part of what going to college and growing up and everything's all about, is making good and bad decisions and learning to live with them. Some of them make good decisions, some of them make bad decisions, but they're getting real life experience in all of this, and sadly it's affecting some of the players incredibly negatively. I mean, you'd have to go back and look at the numbers, but there's so many kids that not only go to a lower level school, which some of them enter the portal knowing that and they want to go play, but a lot of these kids end up not landing anywhere. And it's incredibly sad. And I think here in the next, probably 5 to 10 years, you're going to hear a lot of stories about guys that completely fell out of football and end up hurting their career prospects and everything. And it's going to be sad things. But, again, we're in the early days of this, and it's life lessons that are really being taught. And, these kids need to surround themselves with good people to help them make these decisions.
All right, Brady, we got two more for you. And just keep this one in the back of your mind. As of this morning, the announcement was made, Reggie Bush is getting his Heisman Trophy back. So be kind of pondering what you think about that. But on the transfer portal, two lightning rods, Lane Kiffin, Deion Sanders. Kiffin loaded up this offseason. I mean, Ole Miss on paper looks like one of the best teams in college football. We'll see how it plays out. But Deion Sanders starting to lose some guys. I think 30-plus in, 30-plus out. I know we're shifting gears to a different conference, but how do you think it's going to work out for prime time in year two?
I think in most of those spots they have upgraded, actually. The problem is that you're bringing in so many new pieces once again that you're starting over, and you have to bring all these guys together and get them to gel and play together as a team. That's the great experiment, right, that we're trying to watch. First half of last season, it actually kind of worked despite a really terrible offensive line. I'm not just saying terrible. It was the worst offensive line in the country in the FBS. But somehow they were able to move the ball still. But they just lost Sean Lewis, their offensive coordinator. In fact, he kind of demoted him in the middle of the season when they were doing so well, and the offense slowed. And now he's the head coach of San Diego State. It's not just the transfer portal. He made a lot of changes on that staff, some falling out there as well among some of the staff members with Deion. It's just the reason why this is so fascinating is because I don't think there's any quite a way for us to predict what's going to happen, because we've never seen anything like this in college football. But I will say this, that offensive line should be better, because on paper they got better offensive linemen in than the ones that came out. They've got really good running backs coming in as well. But again, it's all new, and you can get all the talent you want, but when they're in a room together for the first time in May, and it's only a few months before you start preseason camp, man, that's a lot of things to kind of get in line to get them to gel together, not only in a new system, but with new surroundings, new school and everything. In a lot of ways, it's like trying to put, like, you know, a freshman team together when they all get on campus for the first time.
It's not easy. All right, last thing. You just heard, and you're reacting to it real time. Reggie Bush apparently getting his Heisman Trophy back. What do you think about that, Brandon, as we'll let you go?
That's crazy. I actually talked to him in Las Vegas back in December about this, about his lawsuit and all that stuff. And, you know, he's had a lot of people within the Heisman family that have really spoken out for him, both behind the scenes and publicly. And with the NCAA rules changing so much and everything that goes with that, I thought it was probably just a matter of time before he got serious consideration. But, man, for it to be happening right now at this moment, that's crazy for it to happen this quickly. You know, again, it's a new age. If you, quote-unquote, did something wrong in the past that's now legal in the NCAA size, apparently you can get your stuff back. But, you know, good for him. I mean, he was, by far one of the best players I've ever seen in person. And that's amazing. I'm interested to see kind of what the reaction is among the Heisman Trust and the Heisman family.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
This podcast is an exclusive property of Pearson Broadcasting. It may not be copied, reproduced, modified, published, uploaded, reposted, transmitted, or distributed in any way without Pearson Broadcasting's prior written consent.
Subscribe to the Hit That Line Podcast Network, the best podcast in the Natty State. Just search Hit That Line wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.